Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 202. Today we are going to discuss a very common medical condition called epilepsy or epileptic seizures. Almost all people know about epilepsy, but unless one knows GNM, one cannot exactly understand the so-called epilepsy in its reality. The most important knowledge GNM gives us is that this condition is occurring during the epileptoid crisis of skeletal muscles program. Before learning GNM, I had never known that epileptoid seizures have something to do with skeletal muscles, except that the seizures are seen on the body and mainly on the muscles. GNM only gave me the knowledge that there is an important phenomenon called brain edema that occurs during the first part of any healing phase or PCLA, where water and serous fluid are drawn to the healing area of the brain just as on the healing organ, and that it is an important attempt of the nature to protect the brain tissue during that healing period. Please do not think that the medical doctors, including the neurologists, know about brain edema that develops in the motor cortex during the healing phases. I shall repeat few portions we studied yesterday to understand this phenomenon better. The brain edema that is developed in the motor cortex during PCLA stretches the synapses between the neurons, delaying the nerve conductivity and transfer of impulses to the affected muscles. Therefore, the paralysis or weakness of muscles remain worse during PCLA also. This feeling of paralysis can again worsen with additional conflict activity. More the intensity of the conflict, more will be the changes happening in the brain. For an uninformed person, he is unaware of the most important phenomenon called epileptoid crisis happening with any biological special program or so-called disease. In the case of the program of the skeletal muscles, there is a sympathetic surge happening during the epileptoid crisis and expelling the brain edema from the motor cortex. This is exactly what is visible on an electroencephalograph during epilepsy. Once the fluid is expelled, the affected nerve connections are re-established, thereby causing rhythmic convulsions, spasms, cramps or twitchings of muscles as told yesterday. Without understanding that these exaggerated muscle movements are in reality positive signs that the nature is trying to bring back the affected muscle functions, the conventional medicine make the common man believe that epileptic seizures will destroy the brain cells and give chemo drugs to suppress or stop the seizures. If the epileptoid crisis of the healing phase of the skeletal muscle programs is very intense, due to an intense conflict activity, there will occur serious type of epileptic seizure with tonic-clonic convulsions and rapid contractions of the affected muscles. We call a seizure local or focal if the affected muscle is one only or confined to a limited organ. Such spasms or jerking of neck muscles, leg muscles or arm muscles can be commonly seen as examples of focal seizures. If the muscles of the whole body are affected, there will be biting of tongue, foam in the mouth, involuntary urination, etc. And this condition is called as grand mal epileptic seizures. Even though seizures will not destroy the brain cells or neurons, if the seizures are prolonged for a longer period, there can develop scarry tissues in the corresponding part of the brain. Even after I started learning GNM for a long period, I could not agree with Dr. Hammer that there are no rabies virus and that there is no such viral disease called rabies. It took longer time for me to understand the so-called rabies disease in the perspective of GNM. Only if you have understood well the biological special program of the skeletal muscles, you will understand the epileptic seizures that are often associated with the paralytic rabies. I know for certain very few or none of my listeners have seen a live case of a rabid patient. To be frank, I have never seen a rabid patient in my 48 years of medical profession, including my student life. But I have heard 100 times more stories about the disease and its vaccinations. The bite of a so-called rabid animal can evoke a motor conflict of feeling stuck, and during the epileptoid crisis, the typical seizures can occur. Animals also can suffer bite conflict or feeling that they are not able to bite the opponent. Their paralysis can be in the jaw muscles, resulting in dropped jaw. I have got a number of successful cases of epilepsy where I could help them with GNM knowledge and with homeopathic remedies. Friends, I hope you enjoy learning GNM better as the days pass by. Don't you get the desire to make this known to your family members, friends and dear ones? Then please share. I'm Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.